Hello and welcome to the Random Pinoy Geek Podcast, the show where we geek out to three random topics until the timer runs out. I'm your random host, Elvin, and with me are...
JR!
And Freddy.
We're friends and geeks who grew up in the Philippines, and in each episode, we hang out and talk about things that are near and dear to all our little geeky hearts. But before we start, if you'd like to support the show and are a content creator ready to take the next step in your journey, check out episodify.com. They'll help produce and edit any content you're creating, whether it's audio or video, short form or long form, they do it all. That's episodify.com. You might notice that we have no sushi today.
We only have
Freddy. So this is Freddy.
It's no joke.
We're facts. This is the facts episode. So we just have Freddy. Freddy is the president of Ludos Distributors. Mm-hmm. And the founder of Neutral Grounds, an institution of gaming here in the Philippines. Hello, Freddy.
Why do they call it founder?
Because I was there at the beginning. Because
he found
I am
it.
The alpha.
Why is it found?
It was not there before.
And then you found it? That's all. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so Freddy's going to join us today in our discussions. But we want you guys to join us by joining our Discord and watching our shorts on YouTube. And hopefully, by the time this episode is out, we also have some YouTube episode that you can watch as well.
What's the most posted, the most disgusting in the Discord? Do you know?
Disgust thing. Okay. Because you said it so quickly. I don't know. I'm thinking food might be one of the most disgusting.
Just food.
Which is really great because the topic that I'm going to cover for the episode is actually fake food.
Huh?
Fake food.
Like so wasabi.
No, wasabi is real food.
No, but there's like horseradish that's green. And
yes,
people,
yeah. That's a good guess. But actually, fake food. I want to ask you guys, what's your favorite fictional food?
Ah, okay.
Yeah, fictional food. From
what's the lamest fictional food?
Let's Sploon.
Huh?
Sploon from Babylon. Sploon,
I think. Is the lamest?
It's from Babylon 5. It's like a gray thing. It's extracted from some worms.
That's still Sploon. Exciting.
Because it's gray.
But it's like extracted from worms. You know what's the lamest is?
What's the lamest?
Lembas bread.
Lembas is not.
Lembas bread is just bread that you eat once every few days.
You have activated my trap card. Because you have discussed lembas bread. Lembas bread is the body of Christ.
What?
It's literally that. Discussed that that lembas, the reason why you're sustained by lembas because it's holy bread.
Yeah, that
it's literally bread that was created and the process of making lembas came from the undying lands. It's not from Middle Earth. And so whenever you eat it, you're sort of eating a portion of heaven, essentially. Which is kind of like
it kind of makes sense because I know Tolkien is a very devout Catholic.
Exactly.
But did he actually say this?
I believe
Melvin is making it up. No.
Oh, no. It's one of the things that I don't think he said it outright.
Mm-hmm.
But it's implied. Because
It's an interpretation, so which means you can say anything.
It's not exactly that. But the way that he described lembas as being a food that sustains the body and the soul is the same thing that people use to describe the Eucharist. Because it's not only a thing that you eat, but it's something that sustains. That's why people that are cursed.
Still lame, though.
Lame in what way?
Like if you like food and then you eat lembas bread is something, it's bread that you eat and you don't have to eat for days.
Yes, because you're sustained by it. Have you never eaten something that's so satisfying? Like?
I don't think it's ever described.
It's never described.
It wasn't.
But it says, I don't think it's ever
described.
But you
can see how Frodo and Sam look in the movies when they eat it and it's just like...
No, because they want more. because the hobbits are notoriously gluttonous. But seriously though, I can understand why lembas bread would be nice because I appreciate good bread.
So since we're on that topic, what do you think manna from heaven tastes like?
Ooh, that's a very good question. There's different schools of thought. What is manna? Mm-hmm. Is it a mushroom? Is it insects?
Mm-hmm.
What were the ones that you've heard about manna?
Where do you even hear these?
Supposedly, it's kind of like, so I don't know, sweet, something like honey.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So they just found it on the ground, right?
They found it on the ground. Sometimes they say...
That's why it's mushrooms.
A possible fungus. But they could also... They said it's also possible that it's like a type of...
It's just truffle.
in the desert that follows them around. No, it's like insects. So like insects that sort of live in the area that sort of they come in the morning. Something. And then they just harvest the insects and they ground it into a meal.
Mm.
Kind of like, I know you've seen that TikTok of the mosquito burgers.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. Africa, then that's because I don't really watch a lot of TikTok.
Yeah, it's okay.
Or my shorts. TikTok is full of dancing corgis.
I understand that. My TikTok used to be filled with music. Then the Universal group, music group, Armageddon happened, mm-hmm. And now my TikTok is full of ghost stories.
Actually, I lied. I don't have TikTok, but my Facebook reels, like reels, 7 out of 7 is corgis.
It happened. They just
you watch one.
That's how the algorithm works.
Yeah. Mine's just full of horror stuff. Where was my nice 80s music that's coming up? Now it's just full of like jump scares. It's like going back to mana.
Going back to mosquito burger, though.
I enjoy that you brought up mana. Mosquito burger. Yeah, it's just mosquito. They just catch. It's Africa.
Is that what they serve at Moss Burger?
No. Mosquito. Moss Burger stands for Mountain Ocean Sea.
Ah, okay.
That's why it's Moss.
Okay. It's too expensive.
It is too expensive, but it's nice. I miss rice burgers.
It's just that it's too expensive. I'd rather get like, you know.
I miss McDonald's having a rice burger.
Yeah, it's kind of pricey, the Moss Burger.
Yeah, it is. It's not.
I don't even like Shake Shack.
I think Shake Shack is also overpriced.
The Shake is okay.
The Shack is the not. Shack
is no, but the burgers.
Did you shack your Shake?
Oh, well, I might be ordering the wrong burger as well. I'm ordering the not the standard one, there's two, right?
Yeah.
My opinion of Shake Shack is it's slightly better than let's say McDonald's, but the price difference does not justify the slight qualitative difference. Is not commensurate to the price difference.
The thing is, you can get nicely ground burgers in other parts of. As long as you have like the process, understand the process, it's good. But
what do they do with the mosquitoes? Like, so you catch mosquitoes?
They just catch mosquitoes. They pound them until they're like a paste. Then they fry it.
How many mosquitoes?
But it's kind of like cannibalism because like if the
these
mosquito...
are male mosquitoes. They're male. So they're
how
not...
do they know? Is there like a
because the mosquitoes aren't biting them?
Yeah.
So wait, these are male mosquitoes, but what's their gender?
male mosquitoes are vegan.
Yeah, yeah.
They do not eat animals.
Yeah, yeah. Products.
Animal products.
Because the female ones only need the blood for
it's incubation. It's just what they taste like. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's just like it's any protein. I guess it would have some fruity notes because their diet is primarily like sap.
Which reminds me of
what do they eat, the male mosquitoes?
The fake food. Speaking of insects, have you guys watched Snowpiercer?
I've seen the one with Chris Evans, or the series.
I think both of them have this food.
Oh, the
where they just collect insects.
Yeah.
As the train passes by, they collect insects and they turn the insects into the green gooey stuff that they eat.
That makes a lot of sense. Insect is like a very common repeated thing.
They're high protein and
except for the trains in front where they have steak and stuff.
They get the cows in the Snowpiercer.
They have cows
in the train.
They have their own farms and
You haven't watched it? It's a good movie.
I've seen bits and pieces, but I haven't.
The movie is great. The series is.
I've watched Bullet Train.
The one with Brad Pitt.
Yes, the one with Is that Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt is Bullet Train.
Oh yeah, it is Brad Pitt. Yeah, it's Brad Pitt.
Train to Busan.
Snowpiercer is not like that.
No, it's not. It's just
it's Chris Evans, though.
Yeah, but there's a lot of like fictional food, and I wanted to find out what was your like favorite fictional food.
What is ambrosia supposedly? nectar? Because in Hades, there's nectar and there's ambrosia.
Food for the gods, diba?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think ambrosia is a drink.
Yeah, it looks like it's a drink.
Based on Hades, our info about it is based on Hades.
No, but they drink ambrosia. They drink ambrosia. They do, yeah. So I guess it's like.
But it's described as food, I think, in mythology.
A food and a drink.
So like honey.
Maybe.
No, because the funny thing about ambrosia is when Yalocab was in and our friends just tasted New York's finest for the first time. And people were like, this is the best food ever. Ambrosia. And it was just funny. I just remember the distinct memory of people going, ambrosia to Yalocab.
Like Yalocab pizza. Which is a chain of pizzas in the Philippines. Yeah. Not elsewhere.
Yep.
Not in New York.
Not in New York.
New York. It's actually...
Because it would be confusing. I think it's one of those, it's someone's thesis or something, right?
Yeah, like, maybe. It started as like that.
Yeah.
In Babylon 5 is a wealth of fictional food. There's a race, an alien race, that they have a food. I can't remember the name that they call it. But apparently, it's just Swedish meatballs. It's interesting as well that you'd think a completely separate alien species would make the same food. Because if it happens...
I mean, with unlimited stars in the galaxy, blah, blah, blah argument, then yeah, sure.
Yeah, because we have like dumplings is like almost every culture has a dumpling. Mm-hmm. Almost every culture has like a fried bread, right?
And so, that's limbus bread.
Well, actually, that goes deeper instead of just food. There's always this... theory that if life were to form on other planets and intelligent life were to form on other planets, would it follow the same path that Earth,
they would eventually all have a Taylor Swift.
Yep. Would the parallel evolution happen?
I think Taylor Swift is inevitable.
I think it depends on the environment, really. There's a series in like Discovery before called Alien Worlds, mm-hmm. I think.
No, but I think it depends on the environment, but I think there's a certain, like the Goldilocks zone thing. Mm-hmm. Right? Everything's going to be somewhat similar.
It has to be, if
for it to be habitable.
That, it has to be Earth-like, then it also makes sense that the evolution would also be Earth-like.
I don't know either.
I was going for either Dua Lipa or Michael Jackson, but said Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She seems more inevitable.
But when you're talking about like different movies, like, because food is an important part of like fiction, because you have spice. Spice is a food. It's a food stuff. It's a, what's the name of that they used it? It is a spice. Geriatric drug. It's a geriatric drug. Mm. So it's something that prevents aging. And so people like eat it.
Get high
on it, rub it on their skin as like cosmetics, everything. It's like, but that is essentially just spice and other.
It's just, what's this? Like salt? I don't know.
It's just like pepper. It's like salt or pepper or something. But it's space pepper, space salt.
What is spice? It's like, it's big worm shit, right? Okay. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah,
well, you can beep it up.
Yeah, but I remember that it's not just big worm doo-doo. Spice is what happens when a worm...
In Jason Momoa.
It's like...
In Sandai.
That's the thing. It's like, I think it's the shedding of the worm. It becomes the spice.
Oh, like exoskeleton?
Yeah, it's like it's dead skin scales. But I remember that if a worm is surrounded by water, that's what becomes spice. But I can't remember the... Because
it's dissolved.
Yeah, Frank Herbert's has a wide universe. Well, Dune's coming out. The next part two is coming out soon.
Actually, I haven't watched the first one. I mean, the first one of Disney.
Should be on Netflix soon.
Just watch it. It's
No, I was supposed to say I already got it some way.
But. Yeah, of course. We understand. Whenever you have...
I got distracted with Twilight Guy and Dune. The new
Twilight
one.
Guy. Who's the Twilight Guy in Dune?
One of the Twilight guys.
Ooh.
One of them.
Which one?
I don't know the name of the Twilight guy, but he's in Dune. Ooh. Not Edward and not Edward. Jacob.
Okay.
And then, not the brute.
then I don't know who's
there. Are only a few vampires. It's not the dad. It's not the.
I don't.
Know it's any. It's a guy. It's not the dad. It's not the big guy. It's not Edward.
One of the brothers.
This the is, other one.
This is not a fun game of Twilight Illumination.
Yeah.
I think this is the one that's married to the hot girl.
They're all the girls in Twilight.
No.
For all its faults, generally all of them are hot.
No, the hot vampire girl.
Yes, there's like
something a green. Anyway, the couple, yeah, the guy. Yeah. The guy but, isn't.
Well, I,
anyway.
Not, anyway. It's surprising none of you are like talking about like Ghibli films. Ghibli films have.
Oh, yeah.
No, because Ghibli films, like, yeah, sure, they look special, but they also just look like street food from
they're not
from special. Taiwan or something.
No, but the way the food in Ghibli films are animated, they look really good.
Yeah, they look really good, but they still just look like they still go to food. Taiwan and buy them.
That's true. And I did say like imaginary food.
Yeah, that's why. Like,
Lembas.
Lembas is the only imaginary food that I can... that I immediately think of. Oh, it's something that's not food is the thing in what's the new Star Trek? The one with the
Discovery.
Yeah, in Discovery they have a machine that just makes the food you want.
Replicator?
Mm. Yeah.
That's always been there.
But it was now it looked like
3D printer.
Yeah.
It looks like a 3D
printer. It's now visualized well. Is what
okay.
Actually there is now technology to make 3D printed food.
Oh yeah. There's a
3D printed ice cream. It should be easy.
There's also a thing which there's like this tube that had lots of flavors and you're supposed to put it in your tongue and then it activates certain parts depending on the food that it's supposed to mimic.
That's real food, astronaut food.
It's just you put it on your tongue and just squirts out the combination of taste.
Just sad.
It's kind of sad, but
do you remember back in the 90s where Smell-O-Vision was a thing? Was it ever an actual thing?
I think that's not just 90s. I think like even further back, that was a...
But was it an actual thing where they have cinemas with Smell-O-Vision?
You scratch it, bread, and you scratch it.
No, but there's... I saw
comics had scratches and sniff.
There were ads where they actually had...
Yeah, I think they tried it. I think they also did it with some cinemas.
Yeah, cinemas is what
I remember. That feels like the Tingler, where there's like this. The movie is about there's the Tingler, and then there's like a string that's underneath the chairs,
it's so
and then
sad.
They just during when the Tingler arrives, it'll start swiping
it's
at your.
It's a 4D movie.
4D movie.
Yeah, they still do that at the theme parks. I think.
Yeah.
Like movies
it's
with.
So there's also anyway the Smell-O-Vision thing is what you're. What's that thing you said?
It's a Taste-O-Vision
thing. But you know what else you should try?
Yeah. You should also try a game that's we've talked about in previous episodes called Conquest the Last Argument of Kings.
Argument of Kings.
Yeah. It's an exhilarating mass battle war game that offers a perfect blend of accessibility for newcomers and intricate strategic options for seasoned veterans. Say goodbye to traditional player turns and predictable army deployment, because Conquest introduces a refreshing command and stack mechanic. As a commander, you'll have the power to determine the activation order of your troops at the beginning of each round, injecting a thrilling layer of tactical decision-making into every engagement. But that's not all. Conquest employs an innovative escalation reinforcement mechanic where the roles of light, medium, and heavy troops come into play. This ingenious system creates a realistic fog of war, ensuring that each unit's capabilities and strengths matter in the ever-shifting tides of battle. So that's Conquest's Last Argument of Kings.
The Last Argument of Kings.
Now, for the next topic, Freddy?
Okay, since we're on the topic of food, what do you think of those food vloggers and their effect on the restaurant industry?
Oh, wow.
Food reviewers or
vloggers?
Vloggers,
not necessarily the food reviewers. Vloggers are the ones that are, kami dito, ito, lasa, and they cut like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're talking about the Keith Lee effect? Keith Lee effect. You don't know
June Keith Lee?
Keith Lee is a former MMA fighter in the United States. It's an African American who's known for his very strange and stylistic food reviews, where he speaks in a monotone, and then
That's what people do now.
Zoom ins are really weird, like.
Oh, they don't even put effort in editing. The local ones. To be fair, there are good ones.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I haven't seen them, but I'm sure they exist.
Well, I don't know about you, but I have a soft spot for food reviews because one of my idols, like when I was young, was Doreen Fernandez. If you remember her,
who?
She wrote for Inquirer before an article called "In Good Taste."
But we're looking more at the vlog.
I get that. That's why, because these are the new age version of that, of the food review.
No, they're not. It's the thing.
Technically, they're like.
No, here's my problem with, and here's the thing, with other, who are the other, Bourdain?
Yeah,
so, right. Yeah. Like they actually give you insight on the food, right? And this Andy this Zimmerman, is this is a bit close to home because I got mildly irritated the other day because someone brought to the house what do you call that bibingka that was supposedly really good because vloggers say it's good. I tasted it. It's crap.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, it wasn't like, you know, unedible or anything, but it really wasn't. It's not something that would get a positive review. Well, and I think it's like, they just people, they just someone made a viral video and people piled on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think that's might be true because, like, they're probably just searching for content and not necessarily. So, the content has to be unique. They have to be the first one to discover it, to make it viral.
Or so, you pile on to something that's already viral. And the thing is with Filipino reviewers is they don't ever say anything bad.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
When I'm talking about the Keith Lee thing, it's more of the style and the consistency.
The style, yes. But I mean, like, the problem is it's like you don't even know what food is really good now.
Yeah.
Because that bibingka that I tasted, I don't even remember. I'm not trying to protect the brand. I just really don't remember. Well, but they're tiny bibingkas and they don't even have butter. They could have said it's bad and we didn't need to waste money on it.
Okay.
That's the point.
Well,
it's a bad recommendation from a friend. It's just that it's a bad recommendation from vloggers, plural, of something that clearly did not deserve a positive review. The way the algorithm works, if this bibingka is viral, just make a video.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is okay. It would have been fine. But with how Filipino reviews work, is you can't say anything negative, which is what generally, like what 9 out of 10 would do.
Yeah.
And that makes it, you know, for the food industry, obviously it's good because now people are buying that bibingka that probably wouldn't get any recommendations from actual people. But like as a consumer, it sucks, is my point.
I think part of the problem with food vlogging is it becomes like food porn where food just has to look good. It doesn't actually have to taste good.
Yeah. The bibingka actually looks viral. Okay. It looks normal. And it's tiny, so it's cute. But
yeah, so I guess tiny bibingka could be viral. It's cute. Like, so it kind of misleads you. Like, food that looks good doesn't necessarily taste good.
That is also the problem with the first topic, which is like the
fake food.
The fake food.
Yeah.
Which, like, it's.
But it's fake.
We don't really know how it tastes.
It tastes whatever you want it to taste.
But I have experienced that, like, where a viral food thing was not up to my standards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say what it is. It's this.
I wasn't protecting the bibingka. I just don't remember what it's called.
So it's those coins that that look 10 yen coin that looks like a pancake that's fried and then inside it's cheese. It looks so good, but it doesn't. Because the pancake, if you're going to buy it at the store, it's not going to be crispy because they have to cook it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not crispy. The cheese doesn't have any taste. It's just gooey.
Is this the moon cake thing?
No, it looks like a moon cake, but it's actually a pancake. And inside is cheese. You know, stringy cheese.
So no custard or anything. Just cheese.
Not just, it's just a cheese pancake. It's a cheese pancake, yeah.
Yeah.
And it didn't meet my expectations because I expected it to be crispier. It's not expected there's to be some taste in the thing. It's not. It just tastes like flour and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like disappointing. But more often than not, I like to try it first. But I to your point where about food porn, Bourdain says that. I remember particularly when he was traveling in Serbia, I think. He was talking about how, like, you might notice that I'm not really explaining to you how good this food is. Will it change how will it change how you feel about the food if I sort of have a rapturous experience? No. So it was a wheat pancake covered in a gravy of chicken livers and bone marrow. It's gonna taste good because it's bone marrow, chicken livers in a paprika sauce on top of a pancake.
Well, the reason I thought of this topic was because a while ago you were saying your algorithms like this, and you're seeing lots of dancing corgis. Yeah. And my algorithm with short form videos
is
a lot of food. These food bloggers that sometimes like, oh, it's interesting, and sometimes they're just annoying. I guess that's why I picked this topic.
Yeah, I actually stumbled upon a Paris food vlog.
Is this the one in MOA?
There are competitions.
The one in MOA is,
there's like Paris, and then they're like,
the one in MOA is the one that's really bad, that doesn't taste like anything.
Is it the one with
like a 20 or 30 pesos?
Yeah, it's like really cheap Paris. And then they always do the same thing. They get their bowl and then they make a cross on the rice. It's like, okay, it's Paris.
To be fair, it's like if you put the right amount of whatever ingredients in Paris, it's really hard to mess up Paris.
Mm-hmm.
But they were fighting because one side is like, first they started with this Paris, like, oh, we have great Paris. And then this other place said, okay, we also have great Paris, but our Paris has the champawale, which is like a...
Wait, seriously?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is just an actual thing.
Yes, this is actual thing.
I would think that's good.
Yeah. So...
I mean, like, anything with lechon kawali is typically good.
Yeah, yeah. But they were...
typically.
They were being bad-mouthed by the other Paris TikTok channel. And then the Paris...
Wait, what? Seriously?
Yes, yes, yes. And then so the other Paris TikTok channel says, well, your food has, you know, you're using bad meat. And it's like...
Mm-hmm. And wait. It's the actual people who make the Paris that have their own channel.
Yes. So does that count as food vlogging?
I guess. It's a trend. It's a trend. And then sometimes I see like these food vloggers, you know, they're being OA it's so delicious. And then they'll have this silly rapturous expression. Like, wow, okay. But obviously I watch these things. That's why the algorithm keeps pushing these things to me.
Yeah, it's fun though when you are able to force the algorithm to change. Like at one point I said, I want to look at Japan stuff. I started searching for Japan. And then whenever a Japan thing stopped, I purposely stopped and let it play twice before swiping. Just like algorithm, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. But then I come across a horror themed one. And then it's like,
you can't help yourself.
I can't help myself. Because there's this particular one that jumps and scares and stuff.
When I see those jump scare ones, the moment I realize it's a jump scare one, I just swipe immediately.
Exactly. I just don't even see those, so thank God.
Yeah. It's always at night that it happens.
I think the problem with my phone is I sometimes call my dog Corgi instead of his name.
Oh.
So it hears it a lot.
That's true. It's always listening.
Is that a myth or is that true?
No, that's completely... Here's one story. It was, you weren't there. Mm-hmm. It was December, so my nephews and niece were in the house.
Yeah.
Because we already know that the phone can be with you and it hears it and your ads turn into that. But the weirdest thing that ever happened to us was we were playing games. All our phones were upstairs. And someone started singing Coca-Cola or whatever, or there was a joke in my... nephew started saying Coca-Cola and then all our ads became Coca-Cola. Mm. Note that all of our phones were upstairs and that was just...
The Internet of Things.
Like what was it listening to? Yeah. Like we didn't have a smart TV. It was just, okay.
There's this interesting thing with food because even the board game design area, I've noticed recently that there's a lot of food-themed board games being designed. So I guess it's kind of trending.
It's something that you inevitably have to go to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the food, I think it's like the food YouTubers are also booming.
Yeah, that too.
So, yeah.
No, here's one of the things though, which I did notice. It's time, but I'm just gonna finish up with this one. Like,
yeah,
before a lot of YouTube content mm-hmm. mostly were camera vlogs and stuff. Mm-hmm. But we reached a point, or iPhone or Android stuff, right? But we reached a point where it doesn't matter what iPhone, what Android, mm-hmm. what camera you're using these days. Whatever you can buy off the shelf is good. So that content is dying down. So I think it's switching to what else could be good, or what else that the algorithm can feed. And it's shifting to food. So I think it makes sense. Because there was a point that this was also D&D, right? During the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think it's pivoting to food.
Whenever we talk about food, it's inevitable that each topic. that is true. Inevitably we will eat. That's regardless of topic. So the question now is, JR, is your topic also food related?
Do you want it to be food related?
Well, it's up to you. Whichever topic that you have prepared.
Let's do food, because this is apparently a food
episode
now. But yeah, I want to talk about pizzas in general, right? So we can start the timer.
We have pizza topic already?
No, surprisingly.
Surprisingly?
Mm. Yeah.
And my first,
it's not really a question. I just want Elvin to justify why you like pineapple in your pizza.
because there's nothing wrong with pineapple on pizza. It's the bottom line. I get that how people don't like pineapple on pizza, because you might not have the feeling of, you don't see pizza as bread. You see pizza as pizza, which is a savory dish with stuff. But if
it's a pie, isn't it more like fruit?
Yeah, fruit. You'd think pie would be fruits.
So that's
my biggest thing. It's not even my favorite topping, but I don't mind it. And I guess I started liking it more when people don't like it, because that means there's more pizza for me.
I don't not like it, pineapple on pizza. Mm-hmm. But if it's for the same price.
Oh yeah, I get that.
But that is what's happening. When you buy your Pizza Hut Panalo pizza,
yeah,
your choice of Hawaiian is removing the cheesy bacon or the whatever other bacon thing.
When we ordered before cheeseburger, if you remember, I like the pineapple.
Oh, because it's cheeseburger.
Exactly. But when we were doing barbecue pizza, I was okay with getting sausage or onion or pepperoni, because it's.
So you want a meat pizza and a sweet pizza?
Yes, a salty and a sweet, a salty salty and a sweet salty.
Mm. How about in the Tan residence? What pizza do you get?
Actually, I have no problems with the pineapple on pizza. My opinion with food, and some people believe that, it's an Italian. Italians don't like it. So,
but I actually met Italians and they really do hate it. Like, with a passion.
Yeah, but my point is,
that's funny.
This is my pizza. It's not your pizza. So, I'll eat it how I want to eat it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Italians made it, but, it's still my pizza. This is not made by an Italian.
Yeah.
So, I actually, I respect everyone's opinion on what they want to eat, but it's my pizza.
Yeah, but in your house, like, what's your go-to pizza in your household?
It's usually the one with the high protein stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's always.
But I have nothing against pineapple on pizza, pineapple on burgers.
Oh yeah,
Amazing Aloha.
But Amazing Aloha, the quality has Quality has gone down the drain. It's not the same Amazing Aloha as before.
It's not as amazing. It's just another.
I remember, because here's the thing: I ate Amazing Aloha for the first time in Vira Mall, mm-hmm. in the Jollibee mm-hmm. on the floor.
No, because Amazing Aloha before the pineapple slice was like thick. It had air in it.
Just that, the patty was a champ.
Yep.
Patty. Oh, it's not anymore.
It's not the champ anymore.
Wait, what?
Yes.
No, because there's two Alohas now. There's a champ Aloha and there's a regular Aloha. Well, not now, but like the last time.
They brought back the champ Aloha, but originally it was a champ Aloha. Yeah. So
just called it Aloha.
Exactly. For our international audience, The Champ burger is a third pound burger.
Which the Americans think is less than a quarter pounder.
That's the joke. That yep. everybody,
it's not a joke. It's facts.
Yeah. Actually happened.
Yeah, yeah, it's actually
Burger King, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's like a third, but because the Champ burger is a third pound. So it's a 1/3 pound burger with a really thick, it's a dole. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, a dole slice.
Dole slice. Right, and before. Then bacon. It's important. It has bacon, mm-hmm. has that cheese. I remember I ate it there because I remember just before going to, you remember in Viramal where there's like a place where you can play computers,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So before going to the arcade and playing computers or
renting, Aloha.
I got the, hey, what's this new thing? It's an amazing Aloha. Okay. Oh my gosh.
Oh, but good. You know what mm-hmm. I don't like about yeah. Hawaiian Aloha, mm-hmm. et cetera, mm-hmm. things?
Yeah.
Pineapples don't even grow in Hawaii. Like pineapples aren't even now. But I know, I get
it's
it.
It's the same thing, like California Maki. What?
Oh, California Maki is
invented, right?
It was no. Invented. It's California because it's, what's the state abbreviation for California?
C-A-L.
Yeah.
C-A.
It's because it's crab and
avocado?
Yeah. That's how it started.
Yeah, but the California Maki in the Philippines.
Yeah, it doesn't even have any of avocado. That. Yeah, yeah.
It has mangoes.
Yeah.
Which don't grow in California.
I'm just curious. Where was the first place that you tasted California Maki in the Philippines?
Saisaki.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Alex the Third.
No, not for
I,
me. Not for
I
me.
Know. That's why it's so strange. I had
it. Because most people's third. Answer is going to be Saisaki, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, I'm just curious if anybody shared my... bizarre
no like no one's gonna check
because it's the first time
but it's the same thing. Lumpiang Shanghai is not, there's no Lumpiang Shanghai in Shanghai, there's no Pancit Canton in Canton province.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst thing is french fries
is not
it's pomfrey. Huh? Pomfrey.
What? It's called pomfrey in France.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't invented in
it's France. Potatoes, you fry it anywhere.
No, but the Aloha or the Hawaiian, they're really implying that it's from Hawaii.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's fine. It's just strange because we have pineapples. It could be
could be the Philippine pizza
because it's
Mabuhay pizza.
No, for the amazing Aloha, I think it's because it's alliteration. Also, that's why it's nice because you can call
but the Hawaiian. Yeah. Like why it's called because it's Hawaiian first before mm-hmm. it became the amazing Aloha.
I'm not sensitive to like names. The issue of cultural appropriation when it comes to food.
Yeah.
Mm. In fact. I'm of Chinese descent. And I like it when people like Chinese food. If they have their own variation. Oh,
are there people who don't like it when you like another ethnicity's food? Is that a thing now?
No. I'm sure. But right? I mean, like, there's people like, oh, you cannot change this because this is how the Italians make it. No, once you... Once you another culture meets another culture and they adopt something from another culture and they make changes to it, then that becomes theirs.
Yeah, there's yeah. like so a, there's
it's
a,
fine.
There's a podcast that talks about cross-cultural pollination. So mm-hmm. when cultures collide,
there was a big deal about some food which I'm gonna try to remember here, but mm-hmm. it's like they called something and people got mad. Hmm? I'm gonna try to remember, but okay, gonna be
But going back to pizza, and yeah, you said that it's usually the meat lovers. I found that it depends on the shop. Like,
mm-hmm. what's the pizza place where meat lovers is not good, or whatever?
Angel's Pizza is not. Angel's Pizza.
I just don't like Angel's Pizza.
I like their spinach. I like their spinach dip.
I mean, it's not.
None of the pizzas we're used to are actually authentic Italian pizzas.
Oh, yeah.
Like Pizza Hut, Greenwich, what else? Shakey's. They're not authentic Italian pizzas.
I've actually tried. Like super authentic Italian mm-hmm. pizza, and I know this because I was hanging out with an Italian couple. Mm-hmm. I forgot where we became friends with this couple, mm-hmm. and these were also not Italian couple. The girl was Italian, which and she was also the one where every time she saw pineapple, she mm-hmm. would just like rage.
Then we'd get
the guy was South American. I remember now. Yeah. Anyway, what we went to a place that had who the chef. I guess
mm-hmm. yeah.
claimed to be Italian. Who was, I guess? Mm-hmm. And the girl said, okay, this is really good Italian mm-hmm. pizza. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. Like, it's not...
I appreciate authentic Italian pizza, but at the same time, I also appreciate like
Pinoy
3M. Pizza, 3M. like Greenwich before they tried to upgrade their Greenwich pizza was like 3M pizza.
Yeah, the 100.
And then they tried to upgrade it and then tried to emulate like Pizza Hut style.
Yeah.
3M, I never... 3M...
You never like 3M?
Never like 3M pizza. Why? It's because the bread quality isn't there.
The bread quality isn't... Yeah, it's crunchy.
It's crackery.
Yeah, it's it doesn't feel like it's pizza. It feels like it's bread.
The old school regular pizzas bread. That are nice. DeMarc had nice pizzas. Magoo's has nice pizza. Until now, I still
did. You like Caesar's?
Little Caesars,
Pizza.
Little Caesars. Yeah. I like
Little Caesars. I don't know how true this is, but pizza, according to some people, pizza wasn't invented in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
It was invented by Italians already in America.
I wouldn't be surprised
that they have their own style, because like a Neapolitan pie is different from a New York slice. I remember there's like shows about that. But I think Filipinos have you eaten pizza?
Wiseman recently posted a video like the best pizza.
Yeah, there's a guy that does the pizza show for Eater, New York stuff. In Cebu, there's a pizza chain, Angelinos. It's like ubiquitous, like tiny. Apparently, Cebu pizza's there, and our Cebuano fans, I do apologize. I just went there for like a year, and this Angelinos, I think is the name. Mm-hmm. Small pizzas, paper thin crust, and then very interesting toppings. That was like the common thing, and the pizzas were always small. That was no larger than, I'd say, 6 to 10 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 6 inches, around six.
Oh, that's
inches.
Tiny. That's what she said.
That's it. And it's like to design, because you're just supposed to like buy multiple pizzas and then you're gonna eat like each one has like a pizza, which I think is kind of like in line more with how Italians have their pizzas, where it's like a personal one that you eat.
Really?
You
know? No, yeah. It's big.
I mean, they don't have it by the slice. Italians, you serve a pizza, you get a pizza, and you tear it up. Yeah, you don't get a slice.
The Palawan pizza, which is right now it's called Lebs. They're very famous for the pizza. It's cheap, 100 plus for a whole pizza, maybe 200. But
how big is a whole?
Big, regular size, family size, Pizza Hut. But it's thin. It has a lot of fake cheese. And when I say fake cheese, all of our cheeses, you know, not the...
Is it the non-melting cheese or just the... When you say fake cheese, you mean non-melting cheese?
No, I mean like not the real cheese. Whatever we're used to.
Processed cheese.
Yeah, but whatever cheap cheese we're used to. Anyway, that's there's a lot of it and they put like hot dogs. Mm. And it's for 100 plus, 200 plus maybe, for a whole pizza.
Yeah.
It's like a little bread, a lot of cheese and hot dogs, and the cheapest hot dogs, and it's like a hit.
Hot dogs on pizza, and then we segue into hot dogs on spaghetti. But the thing is, with a lot of food, when you go to another country, another place, it will eventually get localized. Mainly because especially before, not so much now, the availability of certain ingredients would be limited in a different location. So it will have to be localized, like spaghetti, the Filipino spaghetti. Why do we use hot dogs? Because we started making spaghetti World War II, and the easiest form of meat that we could get were canned goods.
Yeah.
That's the reason why we have hot dogs in our spaghetti. Yeah.
Did have ground beef before it was
beef was so hard to, you know, post-war.
Yeah.
Who still had cows?
Yeah, that's true.
But to be fair though, if I were to reinvent Filipino spaghetti now, like there's no stereotype. Mm-hmm. Okay, spaghetti. What will you make it from?
Okay,
I would probably put tender juicy still, because like it's the best tasting, easily accessible meat you can get without having to make the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I know it's the end of the topic, but there's a hot take: corned beef.
On spaghetti. Yeah, I like that.
Corned beef is good, but what's the first thing you would put? Yeah, tomato paste or whatever. Tomato sauce, like hot dog.
Not tomato paste, though. Tomato paste is like too intense for the sauce.
I mean, I've done that. It's a mix.
Corned beef. Delimondo corned beef on Filipino style sauce and spaghetti.
And spaghetti.
I haven't tried it with Delimondo, but that's actually how I make spaghetti.
Yeah.
Pure puts corned beef. Purepods tender juicy, then spaghetti sauce, and it's sweet.
Okay, so once
so
again,
at least we're all agreed on Filipino style spaghetti.
Let me explain. Spaghetti noodles, corned beef, mix.
Huh? What? Oh, mixed sauce?
just a
pan of remember corned remember beef. My spaghetti is sweet and it has a ton of cheese, so it gets the creamy thing you want.
No, I mean a can of corned beef fried with the onions and garlic.
And no tomato sauce.
On top of spaghetti noodles and mixed.
Oh.
See, now your face is full and you realize why I said it's a hot take. Yeah, it's weird.
It's not going to be bad.
Yeah,
because
corned beef is tasty. So it's not going to be bad, but it's not going to be as tasty as
of course
with sauce.
Mm-hmm. No, because I've found that. Yeah. It's absolutely. But I said, that's why I said it's a hot take. But, you know, for that hot take, I'm going to leave you guys with that mental image of corned beef. Crispy. It's not the wet one. It's not wet. I like my corned beef dry. So it's dry corned beef.
It's always dry.
On top of your al dente pasta noodles.
Maybe why?
Plus a little bit of butter. That is the question. But that's our show for today. Thanks for listening to the Random Pinoy Geek Podcast. This has been Elvin with Freddie and JR. And remember, it's okay to geek out
as long as you know when to stop.